Okay, please find a comfortable posture. Gently close the eyes. Beautiful Tuesday morning, you are here. For yourself in this moment, feel yourself respectfully and lovingly. Appreciate your body and mind, your life, the way it is. Now take few deep long breaths. Release, then relax. Relax your body, relax your mind. In this hour, let be or let go everything. Be in this present moment. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Just maintain that skillful thought in your mind. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out is taken mindfully. Now please ask a question by yourself. How long I am practicing meditation and this inner journey? How many years, how many months, how many days? How do you remember roughly? The day you started and today, this moment, now, how do you feel about your practice? Is it progressing or getting better or the same? Please ask those questions. Even think to yourself, is there any tremendous development? Some of my qualities in life. If you see that, if you are doing well, that means your confident level of your practice is getting better. Why? You see the result. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day. Regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice. Keep yourself well, happy, peaceful and balanced. Now I'm going to do a short chant, give blessings to all of you. Please listen to this chant mindfully and attentively. Receive the blessings. Bahun sahasmabhinim mitasayudhantam Girimekalang udita ghora sasena marang dharam anādi dhamma vidhinā jitvā munindo tante jasā bhavatu te jaya mangalani maratireka mabhiyojn jita sambaratin ghoram panalavaka makha matandayakkhan khanti sudhanta vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatu te jaya mangalani. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay. So before I start, I want to ask you something. So, tell me even which one word, I'm asking each person, okay? Tell me in one word, I ask the question, how long you are practicing, how many days, how many months. After doing all those years or months, one quality in your life is getting better. One quality, just one word I want to hear. This quality is getting better in my life. Anxiety, okay, you, same, that means you are dealing with that much, Mia. Anybody?
Sleep.
Okay, good sleep, good one. Yeah, so that's the one of the benefit of the loving kindness meditation. Sleep good. Anybody else? Compassion is getting better. Okay, anything? Okay, introspection is getting better.
Patience.
Ooh, good one. Patience is getting better. So the day I became a monk, my first advice I got my teacher, you cannot be a monk if you cannot practice patience. That's totally true. Now as an adult, I totally get it. So anything?
Self-love.
Self-love, wonderful. Anything? Any one quality getting better? You can see with your meditation practice. Mudita. Mudita is sympathetic joy is getting better. Anybody else?
Yeah. I think there's an overall sense that the world is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't have 1 year ago.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so why I'm once in a while I'm asking those questions, because I don't know what direction you are going, because I can read your mind. Sometimes I can, a little bit, and so. But I really want to make sure people are getting better. Otherwise, if it's this coming to the temple just a regular visit, it doesn't make any sense. You know, there is no big difference going to the grocery store or coming to the temple or doing shopping. So, because this is a spiritual shopping, actually. That means you are looking for what you are going to get. You are going to get, you know, have those qualities when you come to the temple. Otherwise, just coming and sitting here and go home, then you are the same person again. then coming back again, sit and, you know, relax and wonderful, then go home and same person. There's no... So meditation is development of your mind, developing your mind, you know, so that's what we call the bhavana. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a story. So during the Buddha's time, you know, lots of, you know, now even India, it's a big population in that country, more than they want. And also extremely poor people, extremely rich people. So we call the Maharajas. That means billionaires living there. And same time, we can see the billionaires living in the India, and same time we can see the street people, no money, no food. You know, that is India. So, you know, always world is in balance. During that Buddha's time, it was same. That's why I think Buddha is born in India, that kind of places, because lots of work to do. And so anyway, during his time, there was a merchant. He's very wealthy. So he has only one son. But this merchant is a business owner. He's so greedy, extremely greedy. He doesn't have even generous heart. He has lots of wealth, but still he's using very old cart to travel. Why? He's so worrying, if I spend money, you know, I lose everything. Why? It is so fearful to spend. He has lots of money. He eat all the cheap stuff. Why? He doesn't want to spend. When he gets sick, he doesn't want to spend money for his medicine. He go to the forest, and that's wonderful though, actually. And so find something cheap and asking people, you know, the cheap, you know, medicine. And that's how he used to live. He doesn't use this money for himself. He's not spending this money for somebody else. Do you see still in this modern world, those kind of people I always see? They have enough. Finally, they die. Everything going to the government. You have seen that? It's happened to people. They are not enjoying whatever they have. But day and night, they are working so hard to make that, you know, material thing. So this only one son, he's a teenager. So he doesn't help him either. He doesn't spend money for his only child. So finally, this child got sick because of the malnutrition. Why? He's not feeding the child. Now his son is so sick, extremely sick. What this greedy father, business owner, go to the village and asking, if you know this kind of symptoms, somebody has this kind of symptoms, what kind of medicine you give? Then all the villagers say, oh, maybe it's a fever, or give this. Boil some ginger or coriander, give something like that. So always all the home remedies people are telling him, then he try to go home and give those kind of cheap, you know, not spending money, giving those medicine to the child. Now, this young man, life is getting worse and worse and worse. Finally, he extremely sick. He was dying because of father's greediness. The moment he was dying, this young man, he was laying on his bed, looking at the wall, like turning to the wall and sleeping. So, however, Buddha got the message, because Buddha was far away. So he used his foresight, to whom I am going to help this morning. That's the kind of Buddha's daily routine. Every morning after he wake up, is there somebody in this world need my love and compassion? So then Buddha saw, this young boy is dying today because of the father's greediness. And so, but his heart is ready to receive. So, then what Buddha did is very interesting, right? You know, I love that. He wants to talk to this young boy. Okay? But Buddha was far away. Just think about it, just your information to process. What Buddha said, first Buddha said, like light. What is called it? Ray? Yeah, ray of light to the wall. Through that ray of light, what he sent, the voice. It's very interesting, right? First he said the ray of light to the wall. Through that ray of light, he sent the sound or the voice of the Buddha. That's the medium he used. How powerful that. So then Buddha was talking to him. He is trying to ask him to concentrate. Now Buddha knew he is dying. So however, this young man, in the last moment, he focused on the practice, impermanence of the life, you know, the having help from the Buddha. He was so focused, having a focused mind, he passed away. How beautiful, he passed away in a good, clear mind. So then what happened? Then this boy, after his death, he was born in the heavenly realm. Heavenly realm, I'm not talking about the creator, right? But there's a different beings, different realms. So he born in the higher realm, like a heavenly realm. Like now he's a divine being. Now divine life, according to, not my experience, okay, according to the books, divine life, I understand that. Divine life is not like human life, lifespan. Divine life span is so long, like couple thousand years long. Why? They have less distractions. But our life is very short. That's why we experience the pain and suffering every single day. Why? Everything is short. So now he is born in the divine realm. Now he can see human realm. Then he saw his ex-father so sad, so worrying, lots of guilt because all the negative action he did because of his greediness. Then one day this divine being saw his previous father go to the graveyard, cemetery, and sitting next to his burial, he is crying, sobbing, sad, why he feels his so much guilt in his heart. Every day this father is going and crying, I lost my son because my greediness. So one day, then this divine being, son, previous life, he was thinking, now my kindness, my compassion is to help my father to overcome this grief and sadness and negativity. So what this divine being did, he disguised as a human being. Now he has a power. Why? Because of the Buddha, he got some, you know, powerful, you know, divine life. He disguised as a human being, corner of the graveyard, another side of the cemetery. He's crying too. Now he can, you know, then father is crying one corner. Then he can see, oh, there's another person is crying. Then what this father did, he doesn't know this is his previous son or the divine being, but he's looked like a human being. He go and looking at that young man and ask, why are you crying? So then this, you know, young man, you know, divine being, he said, you know what, why I'm crying? Yesterday, my father made a beautiful cart for me. It's beautiful. But still, I don't have wheels for that. But he made the wheels for that, but I don't like them. I need two wheels. Then that old man said, merchant or business owner said, it's not a big deal. You can have two wheels for your cart. No. I have a special requirement for my cart, special two wheels. What kind of wheels do you want? One wheel is a moon. Other one is sun. I need sun and moon for my cart. It's very interesting, right? I don't want regular wheels, but I need sun and moon for my car. That's what I'm crying for. Then this business owner, the old father, said, "You are so stupid. You are so stupid. Do you think, is it sure you can get the sun and moon for your cart? It is impossible. How come you are going to get sun and moon?" He is trying to instruct this man. So then this divine being asks, "Why do you cry?" Then he said, "I had only son. I didn't treat him really well because of my greediness. I didn't spend money. Because of my negativities, my greediness, I lost my son. Now I'm asking the universe, I need my son return home. I need him back. That's why I'm keep crying every single day." Then that, you know, young divine being said, "You are so stupid. I am smart. I am so smart. I am asking sun and moon, always every morning, every evening I can see those two things. I am asking something I can see even. How about you? Your son is already gone. You don't know where he is. But you are so stupid, you are asking even you don't see it. You cannot see it. He's gone." So then little by little, this divine being helping the father, ex-father, to overcome this grief and sadness. Now it makes sense? Sometimes people asking, worrying and sad, things we cannot get. So that is the story. What do you think about that story? It's a really good story, right? It's a really good analogy. Sometimes we can see the reality here, but we don't want to accept it. So sad. So therefore, in one sutra I was thinking, I want to tell you, Buddha said, so there are five remembrances. We have to remember always, focus on these five things always, if you want to make your life meaningful, better, productive experience. Number one, I am of the nature to grow old. Anybody can stop that? I am of the nature to grow old. There is no way to escape growing old. Buddha said, please remember that every day we are getting old. Now think about today, Chris and myself, we are talking after we see each other a long time. When we are young, we were thinking time is so slow. Now, look at now. Time is so quick and fast. Now I feel, now we are going to celebrate month of May. Time is so fast. Therefore, we have to focus on that. We all get old because nobody can escape from that. That is the universal truth. You can fight for that, but there is no perfect answer. Number two, I am of the nature of ill health. There is no way to escape from ill health. You can take care of your body and mind, but what happened? One day, we get sick. That's a universal truth. Nobody can stop that. So therefore, only thing you can do, live now. Moment to moment. So then Buddha said, please remember that every single day is a good remembrance. Number three, I am of the nature of die. There is no way to escape from the death. One day, no matter what we do, how healthy you are, how wealthy you are, one day, we all have to get ready to live. We are going to die, whether you like or not. That's a universal truth. So therefore, Buddha said, please remember that always. So, now think about when you remember all, first three things, do you think it is negative? No. It is a negative? No. It is a realistic. It is a reality. So, people don't like the reality. Because we always living in a fantasy world. You know, that means we are going beyond the reality, we are living in fantasy. So therefore, when you understand first three things, then you become so positive, so real. It means you are really enjoying your life day by day, moment by moment, whatever you have, you eat, you experience, you go and talk to friends, you go to a party, not the negative things, okay? You enjoy your life in a meaningful way. Why? These things happening to our life every single minute. So the moment you born into this world, until now, what is happening? All those three things are happening. The moment you conceive in this mother's womb, what is happening? You are dying. Do you see that? The moment you conceive your mother's womb, what is the process? You are dying. Moment to moment is the process. But people don't see it. Oh, birthday. We are celebrating it. So nothing wrong with that. But same time, we have to remember the reality. Then the fourth one, all that is dear to me and everyone I love are of the nature to change. All the loved ones, they are not forever with us. There is no way to escape being separated from them. Does it make sense? All the loved ones who are living with us, no matter what we are doing in life, they are going to separate from us. So then, do you feel happy about it? No. We want to have all the loved ones with us. But if you are worrying about it, then you lose the moment with them too. So I remember always I use these things about my mom. Every time when I go to Sri Lanka, when I'm leaving, she's crying. She's sad. She's talking about the future and this and that. You know, that's mother's nature anyway, right? So then I'm always telling, you know, so one day, you know, she was sad and crying. I said, why are you crying? Oh, I know you are leaving, you know, in few days, you know, I'm sad. Last 40 years she was crying. Anyway, I said, Mom, if you are crying, what is happening now? We lose this time too. So therefore, go to the kitchen and make a meal. Let's enjoy it together. I made the joke actually. Then she said, that's right. Then she cook a meal, we enjoy, we laugh. Otherwise, you know, we lose the time anyway. So therefore, what I'm asking, you enjoy your life with your loved ones right now. Now think about because during the time of the COVID, how many people we lost? So during the COVID, what I did, because my life is so busy traveling around the world, I had 2 years free. Most of people I miss, I call them. I said, I don't know what will happen in future. This is the first time you experience something. If I don't see you, which is totally okay, but I want to let you know, I love you all. Why? I don't want to die with guilt. I miss them. So therefore, even you have little challenges, it depends on the case, you know, tell them, no need to go and live with them, I care about you, I love you. How beautiful that. Then you are not carrying that burden in your mind. The last one, it's a good one, 5-1. My action are my only true belongings. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. My actions are ground upon which I stand. Make sense? So therefore, watch your actions. Your mental actions, your physical actions, your verbal actions. If you are not mindful about it, always we are hurting people. So Buddha said, please remember these 5 things every single day in your life. Now think about you have a very distracting, difficult day. Then you can think, oh my God, Tuesday morning Bhante Sujata said, those 5 remembrances, I have to think about that. Then what will happen? You are calming down, settle down your life. Any questions? Any thoughts to share? Yeah, that's a wisdom. Actually, when I say something to people now, last maybe 10, 12 years, if I say something from the books, I say this is from the books, I don't have experience. But most of things I try to experience, then I feel myself how those practices is working for me, then I'm talking to you about it, my practice. I call the heart dharma, not the head dharma. So if you have head dharma, another big issue. Then people collecting information, there is no connection to the heart. So therefore, this is very heartful experience. This is very important to us because it's not mine, it is not yours, it is universal. Does it make sense? Any other thoughts? Anything to add? So other thing I realize, after we get into this wisdom, life is so joyful and fun. Why? We know this is the truth, keep coming towards our life. Go and have fun. How wonderful. But people are really worrying, keep everything together. What we call clingingness, attachment, desire, greediness. Now think about that man. He couldn't enjoy his wealth. Because of what? Because of his negative mind. That is the power of the practice. So what I'm asking, please keep this five remembrance every single day. Especially, if you understand everything is subject to change, everything is changing, then you will change, I will change, things will change. Oh, why bother? Let's enjoy our life. Now what you are trying every day, you are trying to keep everything together the way you want, which is impossible. You are trying so hard, something you cannot control. That is the life. I know.
And then you wonder why you're unhappy.
Hmm? Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Then, that's why you have frustration, anger, disappointment. You know, because of that, all those negativities come after that. Then people come to me and asking, Bhante, why me? Not why me, it is same to everybody. Why everything negative to me? I said, it is happening to me. Whatever you are talking about negativities in your life, I have it too. But I don't see you are always smiling. I said, when I see that, I have to cry. No, I see that is the truth. But I am trying to maintain my calmness, my loving kindness, my compassion. So then I want to be the role model to people. Otherwise, I become like a preacher. I don't want to be a preacher. I'm not preaching. I'm sharing my practice with you all. Okay? This makes sense? So therefore, keep focus on those five remembrances. Be careful of your mental, physical and verbal actions every single day. Okay? So thank you so much, everybody. And May 11th is our annual Buddha Day celebration. Lots of good activities is happening this year. I'm working on the program right now. And so please bring your family and friends, invite in everybody. We have a beautiful parade. I hope weather going to be nice. And let's have a fun day, May 11th, 4 p.m. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Thank you.